my mother's car. Immediately after the old gentleman pronounced the word adjournment, where are we bound for? I shan't tell you. Sit down behind there. They arrived at Boxover and drew up outside a rather charming Georgian house on the outskirts of the village.
20 minutes, said Alain, looking from his watch to the speedometer. It's 2 miles from the studio to Bossycott. At night you could do the whole trip in a quarter of an hour or less. Now then, wait by the car until I give you a leery nod, both of you.
He rang the front doorbell, and the door was opened by a manservant. Alain, with a grimace at them over his shoulder, stepped inside, leaving the door open.
"Come on, Mr. Bathgate," said Fox. "That means us."
They joined Alain in a little hall that was rather overwhelmed with the horns, masks, and hides of dead animals.
"Mrs. Pascoe is away," whispered Alain, "but the gallant captain is within. Here he comes."
Captain Pascoe was short, plump, and vague-looking. He had prominent light blue eyes and a red face. He smelt of whiskey.
"I'm sorry to bother you, Captain Pascoe," said Alain.
"That's all right. You're from Scotland Yard, are you? This business over at Bossycott, what?"
"That's it. We're checking up everybody's movements on the night in question. You'll understand it has to be done."
"Oh, quite. Routine. What? Have a drink?"
Thank you so much, but I think we'll get on with the job."
Alain led him through the weekend from the moment when Valmy, Seacliff and Pilgrim arrived up to the time they all sat down to dinner. "Now, I understand that during dinner Miss Seacliff complained of a headache."
"No, no. Not to laugh at dinner. Minor point. But we may as well be accurate, Inspector."
"Certainly, sir. Stupid of me. Was it about the time you had coffee that she first spoke of it?"
"No. I remember Valmy made a face over her coffee. Took a swig at it, and then did a sort of shudder, and my wife said, 'What's up?' Or words to the same effect. Val said the coffee was bitter, and then Pilgrim looked a bit sheepish, and I said, 'Was yours bitter?' And he said, 'Matter of fact, it was. Funny, mine was all right. Pilgrim persuaded her to have a glass of port after champagne, and she said at the time it would upset her. She's a lovely thing. Damn good rider to hounds. Lovely hounds. Goes as straight and well as the best of them. Look at that.'"
He fumbled in a drawer of his writing desk and produced a press photograph of Valmy Seacliff looking magnificent on a hunter. Captain Pascoe gloated over it, handed it to Alain, and flung himself back in his chair.
"Not till after dinner, that she talked about feeling under the weather."
"And then," said Alain, "I believe you played bridge?"
"Yes, that's right. But by that time Val was looking very seedy and said her head was splitting, so after 2 or 3 hands we chucked it up and wife took Val up to her room.
Gave her some aspirin, perhaps?"
"No. Pilgrim rushed off and got some aspirin for her. Anxious about her as an old hen. She took the bottle up with her. My wife tucked her up and went to her own room. Pilgrim and I had a whiskey and soda and turned in. That was at 10:30. I wound up the clocks and we went and had a look at Val. Naughty little thing hadn't taken her aspirin. Said it made her sick trying to swallow. So, Pilgrim dissolved 3 in water, and she promised she'd take them. My wife looked in later and found her sound asleep. We were all tucked up and snoozing by 11, I should think."
Alain asked to see the bedrooms. Captain Pascoe mixed himself another drink and escorted them over the house.
"Yeah, Val had this one, and that fellow was next door, what?"
He sat on the edge of Valmay's bed and finished his drink. He glared round the room, sucking his upper lip.
"Yeah," he said suddenly. "Look at that. Disgraceful. Staff work in this house is abominable. Maids away."
He pointed unsteadily to the mantelpiece.
"Abominable. Never been touched. Look at this."
He turned his eye on the bedside table. A dirty table napkin lay on top of a row of books. Underneath it was a tumbler holding 3 fingers of murky fluid.
"That's been there since Friday night, I mean."
Alain slipped in front of him. "Maddening, that sort of thing. I wonder if we might see Mr. Pilgrim's room, sir."
"By George, we'll see every room in this house,"
shouted Captain Pascoe. Alain followed him, looked over his shoulder at Fox, raised his left eyebrow, and disappeared. To Nigel's surprise, Fox said,
"Wait here, Mr. Bathgate, please,"
then darted out of the room and reappeared in about a minute. Fox, with surprising dexterity and speed, whipped a small, wide-necked bottle from his pocket, poured the contents of the tumbler into it, corked it, and wrapped the tumbler up in his handkerchief.
"Now, sir, you'll take those down and put them in the chief's car. Quickly does it."
When Nigel got back, he found that Captain Pascoe, accompanied by Alain and Fox, had returned to the hall and was yelling for his servant.
The captain suddenly...